I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You probably didn't know that West Virginia has a perch fishery that is truly coming into its own. I'll let you in on that secret, which is becoming less and less well-kept, when we come back.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance. Bass here are beauties, aren't they? But to catch them, you've got to put some thought into every move you make, and that includes using the right equipment, especially your life jacket. Accidents can happen fast, and if you're not wearing your life jacket, well, let's face it, you don't swim near as well as these guys do. That's why the U.S. Coast Guard recommends that you always wear your life jacket. Don't just bring a life jacket, wear it. Remember, you're in command. Boat safely.
This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the U.S. Coast Guard.
Cheat Lake in Monongahela County has been around for quite a while, but the propensity of the private land along its shoreline has made it largely inaccessible to fishermen in large numbers over the years. But DNR District Fisheries Biologist Frank Jernasek tells us that's changing.
No, they've been there all the time, and I've had reports from fishermen saying over the years they've had some good success, but it's not been nearly as consistent as we've been getting in the last year. And plus, part of it is that we just constructed a boat ramp a year ago, December, that allowed fishermen to get into the lake during the late fall, winter, and early spring, where before they could not do so.
And what he is speaking of there is the numbers of yellow perch that are being caught at Cheat Lake. This water, just east of Morgantown, has quietly become a hidden treasure for these fish that normally are considered a northern fish species.
Cheat Lake happens to have the only population of large yellow perch in the state that you can reliably go out and catch probably 10 to 20 or 30.
Why is it becoming such a perch incubator? Well, that's a question even Jernasek has trouble answering.
It's hard to say why they would have taken off like they are. You know, they're somewhat like walleyes also in the fact that they can have really successful years, once in a while, and then for 4 or 5 years don't do well at all. These fish that the guys are catching now are probably 5 to 7 or 8 years old.
And they're 10 to 12 inches long.
They're eating size. You know, we've had guys catch 40 and 50 in a day. Certainly a lot of people catching 20 and 30. And so based on that, we are making a recommendation to our commissioners to establish a creel limit starting in January of 15 fish a day, and I think they're going to approve that.
Now, the biology of the perch aligns them very closely with the walleye. They are, in fact, a cousin to the walleye, and in a marine environment act as both a complement and a rival to the walleye species.
They feed the walleyes. Of course, a 2 to 3 to 4 inch perch is eaten by walleyes. A 2 to 3 inch perch is eaten by other perch also. But then you have competition when they're just hatched, and up for a couple of inches long, they could compete with the walleyes and with other game fish also.
As for catching them at Cheat Lake, the most success has been found between the two bridges. It's a new fishing hole for West Virginia anglers that really is not all that new. Cheat Lake, outside of Morgantown. Give it a shot some weekend. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.